Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Paul, thank you very much indeed for that. Now, looking at the political week that was for European election results and some of the big gains and losses for candidates, Independent Ireland MEP Kieran Mullooly joins me, as well as Fianna Fáil Senator Lisa Chambers and Fine Gael MEP Maria Walsh. You're all very welcome to the programme. I'm going to come to you, Kieran Mullooly, first of all. It was a big and a significant win for you personally and your party, Independent Ireland. But you'll be travelling to Brussels quite soon. What are your key priorities? What are you going to be hitting the ground on?
Cormac, good evening. Good evening to your listeners. I mean, I think you know from our debate on this programme during the European Parliament campaign, some of the key issues for me are clearly in the area of farming, agriculture and rural affairs. It's not the only issue, but it's one of the strong ones and the urgent ones coming up. You know, we
have what in farming and agriculture?
Can I just finish?
Yeah.
Can I just finish the point, please? It's not the only one, but it is one of the urgent issues coming up, and that is the issue of the farming derogation, the nitrate situation. We must, in my mind, we have to focus very, very quickly at all of the new MEPs going in, in terms of dealing with this issue. It is true to say we will not be voting upon it in the European Parliament, but I think we have to win the hearts and minds of a lot of our colleagues in the Parliament and their countries and their party leaders,
okay,
etc. Because this is the one crucial issue.
Yeah.
In terms of farming and our industry in this country, in terms of production, this is crucial.
Oh, okay. So what else?
Apart from that, I'll be looking at key areas relevant to my constituency. The green agenda is clearly something I've spoken about on a number of occasions during the campaign itself. But fundamentally, the EU Just Transition process. We've had two programmes so far in Ireland, programmes largely designed by our colleagues in Europe and the other states. Programmes that the present one going through, designed principally by the Germans and the Polish, dealing with the coal mining districts. I will be hoping that we will see legislation coming forward and certainly urging upon the parties involved and the groupings involved to look at these things in the area of supporting workers in the Midlands, the workers who've lost their jobs in Bordermon and ESB and their communities, and specifically Cormac in one area, people-led supports this time, people-led.
Okay.
I mean, we've had general supports in the past. I want to see specific initiatives for workers and their families. They have not at all received any support with regard to what happened over the course of the last two, 3 years.
Can I ask you about that then? Because your priorities as you go to Brussels now as an MEP, the nitrates derogation, certainly no Green MEP would put that forward as a priority. You talk about the green agenda and a just transition. Can I ask you what Independent Ireland, your new party, stands for? Because they seem contradictory in nature, Kieran.
No, I mean, not at all. Not at all. My perspective. You talk about what's going to come before the Parliament, what the Greens are going to put forward. I think we're going to see a very different European Parliament in the first instance. I think we've seen the change of power in many respects. If you look around the Europe today and look at the elections that have happened already, Cormac, I think we have a different new ball game going forward in this situation. I'll be meeting people I'll be meeting people on Sunday night and Monday in Brussels to look at the priorities of all the groupings. Mm. I'll be meeting 3 to 4 different groupings to see exactly what the priorities are. I believe the green agenda will not be as strong going forward in this new European Parliament, and I want to see what people have to offer in terms of supporting.
So you don't know your grouping yet,
people,
do you?
Landowners on the ground. No, I do not.
Okay.
I've said already as on Morning Ireland this morning, I will not be joining DCR. Apart from that, I will be speaking to a number of different groupings around that.
Can you give me a line, right?
Can I finish the point?
But the key question is this, in terms of the grouping, maybe if you tell me in a line what Independent Ireland stands for or where it stands in the political spectrum, it might help in terms of teasing out which grouping you'd be at home in.
Well, I think if you've been listening to Michael Fitzmaurice and myself over the course of the last 3 or 4 days, we're very much centre-based in European politics. Does that answer your question?
How are you centre?
Well, I think anyone who's listened to me and knows me in terms of our policies my particular comments over the course of the last 8 weeks knows what I stand for. We want to see people-led supports in Europe. We want to see common sense policies. We want to see measures that are people-led. We don't want to see, you know, initiatives which are forcing our constituents into moves, into financial difficulties, into changes of life practices, away from things that they've been sort that, that they're living with and associating with. It might sound general to you, but if you, you apply it specifically to the area I have spoken about, people in the Midlands have for over 60 years been reliant on industry here, need an opportunity to emerge from that situation, mm-hmm. move in transition to other sectors.
Okay.
They haven't got it in specifically in relation to the just transition process. We know that the German community in the coal mining district had 28 years of transition. The people in my constituency had 28 months.
Okay.
It's not good enough.
And it's something you pointed out in the campaign as well. Stay with me, Ciarán. Maria Walsh, Fine Gael MEP, you're very welcome to the programme. I don't know if I've congratulated you before, but like Ciarán, congratulations to you as well. It was a different campaign, Maria Walsh, wasn't it, in terms of how people voted and new voices like Ciarán, like Cynthia Ní Warraghu and Nina Carberry entering with a strong broadcast background. Is it something that you expected, that new voices, new personas in politics would succeed like that?
Well, I think if you take it back to 2019 and my first campaign, of course, if you compare every campaign, there's always a difference. I mean, we had 17 candidates running in 2019. This time we had 10 more. Additional two counties, if you look at Midlands Northwest, that's 15 counties. So very diverse, very different. The fact that I also had an understanding and a track record of the work that I've done over these past 5 years, then there is a difference in terms of having conversations with people at the door or in media like yourself, Cormac, or with businesses, farmers, as Ciarán was alluding to, that you're having very, very different and honest debate and discussion. And Europe, in many ways, in my eyes, thankfully, has become very much at the forefront of people here in this country. Sadly, through aggression from Russia into Ukraine, COVID and the, our response as an EU bloc, the movement of people in terms of the migration pact, equality, when you look at our own history over these past 50-odd years of being
and
in.
It's so interesting you point to
very,
all of those.
Very different.
They're huge issues, aren't they, really?
Absolutely.
And they will have been looked at and considered by the electorate in the run-up to the election. Mm-hmm. But not all of them will have had a chance to listen to your colleague, for example, Nina Carberry, in debates, debating what her policy stance is on any of those issues, because she was criticised for not engaging in media debates. And I just wonder if the message to future candidates in future elections from Fine Gael will be, you can stand, you can campaign, and you cannot engage on policy in the media.
Far from. I mean, again, take it back to 2019 and this election, you know, I was certainly out front and centre speaking to people, having debates, having honest debates. My colleague now, Nina Carberry, was focused on
Nina Carberry and that criticism.
Yeah, well, but with the greatest respect, then you have to be asking these questions to MEP Carberry now.
No, but you're the same home in Fine Gael. Was it a Fine Gael tactic?
But not at all. Not at all. I mean, I have a proven track record. I have understanding of where I am and
my understanding of the
department.
It's not about you personally, it's about the strategy.
Absolutely. And I'll just finish that point. MEP Carberry was out on a number of hustings, had done radio and TV debates, and we've taken two seats. And that our strategy was to be geographically balanced, put our own personal perspective on where we're coming from, our own track record and why we got involved in politics. And we've come away with two seats, and now we get to work, and we have 15 counties to represent for the next 5 years.
Okay, Lisa Chambers of Fianna Fáil, you're very welcome to the programme, and commiserations that you didn't succeed this time round. Why do you think that is now, having had some time, not an awful lot of time, but some time to reflect on it?
Hi, Cormac. Thanks very much. And well, it was late last night when we got the final results. But first of all, to congratulate those that were successful, to our new MEPs, Maria, Ciarán, my own colleague, Barry Cowan, Lutman Flanagan and Nina Carberry. So to wish them well in their term ahead. They have a very important job to do for our country in the European Parliament, and to wish them well in that term. And look, I'm disappointed not to have made it. I put a lot of work into it, and I would have loved to have done the job, but that's politics. And you put yourself forward, and you know, there was only five seats, so somebody had to get elected and others had to lose out. But I'm really proud of the campaign that I ran.
Was it a mistake to run three candidates?
Well, look, I had already been on record as saying I thought that two candidates was the preferred strategy from my perspective. But look, there is the geography of the constituency. And remember as well, for Fianna Fáil, we didn't have an MEP in the constituency. We hadn't had one for the last two terms,
but
so 10 years.
You could have had two now instead of one. Who pushed the third candidate,
We'll never know. We can't really say that. But it's possible.
Who pushed the third candidate strategy?
So, well, the way we set our ticket, we had a convention that Barry Cowan was selected, and then we have another avenue onto the ticket through the National Constituencies Committee, where you attend for interview. And so there was a team of people decided on the strategy.
HQ then?
The National Constituencies Committee is not headquarters, but they are involved, of course.
Yeah, would have been
so they set tickets. They set the tickets, and they look at the geography was the main factor, really. Because of as other speakers have said, the scale of the constituency. I can tell you from personal experience trying to canvass Midlands Northwest, you know, going from my own base in Mayo, and I really want to thank the people of Mayo for their support and the huge vote I got, and to thank everyone that gave me a first preference or a preference vote. I'm very grateful for that. But trying to canvass Midlands Northwest was very difficult, you know, from Mayo over to Louth. Logistically, it's massive. So that's why you're always going to be deciding, do you run two or three, or how do you cover it geographically to get that canvas done? So, look, we got a seat. We're really pleased with that. We have four MEPs now. We only had two going into this election nationally. So it was a very good day for Fianna Fáil. And we're the largest party in local government as well. We got more councillors elected than any other party. So we're really proud of those results.
As they say in Irish, by law, like a buirach. Shanske my law, like Lisa Chambers. On May, will you stand in the next general election? Is that your plan?
It is. I will stand. I haven't had that conversation with the party yet. Obviously, we're still kind of getting over the most recent election. We only had the decision last night, but that's my intention to stand in the next general election. But I'll have that conversation with the party and with Micheál Martin, my party leader, in the coming weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks for that, Lisa. Can I go back to Ciarán Mullooly for 1 second? Seamus in Sligo says, can you ask Ciarán what common sense, inverted commas, common sense politics actually means? It's one of the more nebulous lines we've heard in the campaign. Can you answer that?
Give me a straight answer, Cormac. Ask people about the government's migration policy, giving out tents on Monday and destroying them on Thursday. Does that sound like common sense to you in terms of a policy that works?
And how do you propose fixing that then?
Well, you have to have a strategy. You must have a strategy in terms of, before you undertake a migration policy, you must have a strategy in place. You must know what you have in terms of your staff working at Dublin Airport. Have we got the people in the Department of Justice and in airport controls that we need to deal with the situation? That's the first issue. Are we able to cope with our numbers coming in? Have we got a plan in terms of talking to communities? Have we got a consultation plan? Have we got these are common sense issues. People would have expected in a community such as I represent in Coole and County Westmeath, people might have expected that the government might consult with them, Cormac, before arriving in the middle of the night with porta cabins at 4 a.m. in the morning to move in a community. These are the sort of common sense issues that I think people in my constituency would like the government to actually put in place.
Okay, well, look, we'll return to that at another time when we have time to tease things out in greater detail. But can I thank you all very much indeed for joining us on the programme. Ciarán Mullooly, MEP now with Independent Ireland, Maria Walsh, Fine Gael MEP, and Lisa Chambers, Fianna Fáil Senator.